5 of the day, which is Match First Incorporated versus Avnet, Mr. Satira.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court, my name is Frank Satira and I represent Avnet. This comes before Your Honors on an appeal from the District Court order affirming the Bankruptcy Court order ruling that Avnet's claim was not timely filed. We ask this Court to reverse the District Court's order and to enter an order affirming that reversing the district court and stating that the claim was in fact timely filed.
Does that require us to overrule the outboard marine case,
It does not, Your Honor, and I'm certainly prepared to talk about the outboard marine, and I think outboard marine can be distinguished by comparing the notice that was sent in the March 1st case to the notice that was sent in the outboard marine case. In the notice that was sent here, which was generated by the Delaware Bankruptcy Court on June 18th, provided several important things, and I would direct Your Honors to the supplemental appendix C, which is part of our opening brief. That is the notice that was generated by the United States Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware prior to the time that the case was transferred to the Northern District of Illinois. That notice was generated on June 18th. The case was subsequently transferred to the Northern District of Illinois on July 25th. That notice contains several important statements, which I think can be easily distinguished from the notice of bar date that was sent in the OMC case. The notice states at the outset, this notice lists important deadlines, and that's at the top of the notice, and then it goes on to state the deadline to file a proof of claim, and it states that that deadline is October 11th, 2001. There's no reference to a time in that notice, and then it goes on to say the addresses for filing proofs of claim are as follows, and it lists two addresses, one for mail and one for courier or overnight mail. The notice also provides that if a claim form is not attached to this notice, that a claim form can be obtained at any bankruptcy court clerk's office, and obviously the blank claim form that you would obtain at a bankruptcy clerk's office would not contain any sort of time limitation.
Is there any reason offered for why this claim was filed so, whether it was appropriate filing by fax or not, but why wait till the very last second to take action here? And this is as I think Judge Sykes mentioned, a sophisticated creditor.
Well, Your Honor, I think if you look at the notice, which simply states that it's due on October 11th, I guess I would argue that it was not at the last second.
What's the date of that notice?
The date of that notice is June 18th. It's the proof of
something on June 18th that says it's due October 11th. You know, waiting until October 11th doesn't seem to be a particularly wise thing to do because,
well, Your Honor,
I have this problem all the time in statute of limitations cases, and that's why it's always wise to file at least a month early or so, and if you follow up some way, you've got time to redo it.
Well, I would venture to say that if we walked across the hall to the clerk's office, that oftentimes briefs and other pleadings are, in fact, filed on the deadline day. And I think that was similar to the situation here, where the notice and the only notice generated by the court, the district bankruptcy court in Delaware, simply says that it's due October 11th. The claim form, which was generated by the claims agent, added the 4 p.m. Eastern deadline, which is somewhat curious, because by the time the October 11th deadline came, the case was now pending here in Illinois, and so, you know, one, I guess, can question why it is we're even dealing with the Eastern time zone. But the notice, again, and I, without repeating myself, the notice that was generated by the bankruptcy court clearly states that the deadline is October 11th. There is no time limitation.
The actual notice was not received until October 12th.
Well,
when the couriered copy arrived,
the fax copy was received on October 11th. The original copy was received on October 12th.
Yeah, but if filing by fax is not permitted, which our case law says it's not.
Well, no, I think
it says that there's something to the contrary.
I think in contrast, the notice in the OMC case stated, and I'm quoting directly from the court's opinion, file our proof of claim by sending it to, and then it lists the post office box up in Waukegan, and then it goes on to say, to be timely, all proofs of claim must be filed so as to be received by the OMC claims agent. In contrast, the notice that was generated by the Delaware Bankruptcy Court, does not mention the word original. Now, again, certainly the claim form mentions the word original. And again, the notice simply says the addresses for filing proofs of claim are as follows, but it doesn't prohibit facts, and it's certainly not as clear as the notice was in the OMC case. I think one can clearly distinguish the facts in this case from that of an OMC, and I think, again, even Judge Pennelly in the district court conceded that it was a close call and that there was could be some confusion on the part of Avnet.
Based on what?
Based on the fact that there is a contradiction between the notice and the proof of claim. And again, the proof of claim is something that...
But there's nothing confusing about facts not being permitted, because nowhere do either of those documents mention fax filing. They mention
Nor do they, with all due respect to the court, nor do they prohibit fax filing.
They're not mentioned, so the only logical inference from that is that it's not permitted, because the claimants are directed to send their claims to one or the other of these addresses, a street address or a post office address, depending upon whether it's mail or courier delivery, and no other form of delivery is mentioned.
So
there's nothing ambiguous about that that gives rise to any inference that fax filing is permitted.
Well, I disagree. I do think it is ambiguous, but then at worst, the faxed claim, which was sent, and there's no dispute, received on October 11th, was an amendable proof of claim, and this argument set out in our briefs, it was an amendable proof of claim that was amended on October.
Only if fax filing is permitted.
Correct. But
so if fax filing is not permitted, then the later received document cannot be construed as an amendment of an earlier filed.
But the case law also makes clear that so long as the debtor is on notice of the claim, even if it was a pleading filed in the case. I mean, here on October 11th, the debtor was aware of the nature of the claim. The Avnet acted diligently in sending overnight the original, and in contrast to OMC, where there was a three-week delay, that wasn't present here. I mean, this was something that was sent on, faxed on the 11th, The debtor clearly was on notice of the nature of the claim on the 11th and, in fact, received the original on October 12th. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Rasek.
Good morning, Your Honors. Michael Rasek on behalf of the trustee as appellee in this case. I will be very brief. If my assistant comes in to me today and says, Mike, we've got a complaint due today. Today's the last day of the statute of limitations, but I'm kind of busy and it's a long way to the courthouse. I think I'll just fax it over. I would think most people hearing that conversation would say, well, did you call? Did you check? Should we look? I'm not so sure about that. We have the same unfortunate scenario here, except here nobody checked, nobody looked, and nobody followed what is a very clear notice. The notice that was sent to these people gives, as Judge Sykes said, it gives you two choices. It gave Avnet and all the other many creditors in this incredibly large bankruptcy two ways to file a claim. It said if you send it by mail or if you send it by overnight courier or by hand. It did not say anything about fax. It says you have to file it by October 11th. The simple matter here is that they did not file it by October 11th. They faxed it. That's not good enough. And this court in Outboard Marine has declared that's not good enough. I don't see how this court could rule in favor of Avnet, even if it feels some sympathy for this unfortunate situation, without overruling Outboard Marine. And unless this court has some specific questions for me, there's nothing I can add to my brief that this court hasn't already read. Okay. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Just very briefly, again, on Outboard Marine. In the Outboard Marine case, the notice very clearly stated that the originals had to be received at a particular address. The notice in this case makes no mention of the word original. It simply states proofs of claim must be received by the bankruptcy clerk's office by the following deadline, and then it lists October 11th. And again, that's in contrast to the language of OMC. We're certainly not advocating that the court overrule OMC, but I think that the facts in this case can be clearly distinguished from those of the OMC case, where here someone did in fact fax the claim on the 11th. The fax cover letter referenced the fact that the original was forthcoming, which is in very much in contrast to the facts in OMC, which the notice of bar date said to be timely. All proofs of claim must be filed so as to be received by the OMC claims agent. All we're suggesting is that the language in the notice in this case could have had the same type of clarity that the OMC notice had. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay. This case will be taken under advisement.